Hello, chimp fans, and welcome to episode 35 of the Shaved Chimpanzee Podcast. July 19th, year of our 2009. Phoenix, Arizona. We've got this is Justin Goff. Robert French is here with us, as always.
That's not really my name.
And longtime guest, and this is maybe fourth or fifth episode for him, appearance, Scott Voorhees from... of the Phoenix Voorheeses.
Yes.
So he's here today, and he's going to try to talk loudly for all of us. So, and we've been having a lot of discussion off air about trailer hitches, so we might just spring directly
into
that.
I don't know. I just don't know.
The deal is that Bob, and the Loth is in the other room trying to corral dogs using a cooler
and a trash can.
Yeah, because they've been...
And there was
all over the place.
There was an escape recently.
There was an escape, yeah. The role of Clint Eastwood will be played by Oreo the dog. So anyways, we've been talking about trailer hitches, which has been invigorating.
It's fascinating.
I really have no idea.
Bob installed a trailer hitch on his 89 Subaru Justy.
Yeah.
Were those all-wheel drive? The Justies?
You know, I really don't. I don't know.
I
know
they were, aren't all Subarus all-wheel drive?
Well, but this predates that kind of
technology.
They were
technology, but marketing plan.
Well, they were always front-wheel drive, and some were all-wheel drive.
Okay.
The Justy had a three-cylinder motor in it.
Awesome.
That was not a boxer.
Like the Firefly?
It was an inline three-cylinder.
Was it a V3?
No. But you know what? My son, who happens to work on the thing.
Yes.
Still.
He'll see Justies?
Still sees Justies.
Come in?
With many, many hundreds of thousands of miles.
And they're still running.
They're still running. A tiny little three-cylinder motor that would easily fit in a lawn tractor.
Yet the Pontiac Fireflies that also had a three-cylinder, I think they lasted pretty much like 30,000 miles and died.
You know, was that just a Canadian-only gay car?
No, they had them all over the place.
Yeah, really? They were here.
A kid I lived with in New Orleans when I was in college, he was a grad student at my college, but he had gone to undergrad at Virginia Tech, and his parents bought him a brand new one when he started college. And by the time he was finished college, the car was done. So that's 4 years it lasted.
Yeah, that's nice.
So he said, like, putting all his stuff in there and driving to college at the beginning of every semester, he said that was just about as much as his car could handle. And then it died.
I'm not surprised.
With the foot to the floor, because it was in Virginia Tech's in Blacksburg, which is in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would have his foot on the floor with the car full, and it would be going 50 miles an hour.
Right.
So he'd be on the shoulder like one of those right-hand side drive mail trucks. And that's supposed to be a joke, by the way.
And he probably was on the shoulder, though.
It's pretty slow. Although Virginia is one of those crazy states as far as speed limits, and they don't allow radar detectors and all that bullshit, or Everclear. Those are the main things I don't know that I know about Virginia.
Really?
Yeah. Can't buy Everclear there.
I think we've derailed here. I'd like to get back to the trailer hitch.
The trailer hitch. Yeah, let's hear about that trailer hitch.
I have nothing to tell you.
And talk to
us
slowly.
Well, you were very demonstrative and descriptive in your emails about being tired and hot and
sweaty.
Well, of course, you know, whenever the thing, it's 200 outside on the driveway.
What kind of a surface do we have in the French garage?
What do you think?
I don't know. Is it just a straight concrete, or you got one of those no-slip things?
It's a dirt floor.
It's a dirt floor for your Model T?
Yeah.
No, it's in black?
We didn't do it in the garage, actually.
Oh, you didn't? Where'd you do it?
In the driveway.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
You know what? It's probably cooler.
Yeah, it probably was.
Outside.
Well, we had a fan blowing from the garage out across. It's one of those drum fans, you know, that
right.
You can direct the stream and had it blowing under the car. Yeah, it was cool.
Still hot?
Yeah, oh, it was brutal.
Did your back, when you were done, look like a McGriddle?
Well, no.
Oh, it's McGriddles.
I have a creeper.
Oh, one of those things?
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Some of those have regular wheels on them, right? But then...
You'd have to define regular.
Well, wheels that are cambered, I think that's the right term, straight on. But some of the other ones have wheels that kind so that you don't roll around constantly. They're askew, so you can roll, but it takes a certain amount of effort to roll so that when you're stationary, it takes a lot to actually move you.
I have an older one with the metal wheels that are about 20 degrees cambered.
Okay, so it's a little harder. You don't just lay there and roll away.
Right.
Because if your garage is on an incline and you're on that.
However, they swivel.
They do?
Yeah, so you can never exactly place yourself. You're always going to be a jar of skew some kind of way.
So how long did this take, this trailer hitch? And we're on minute six. We actually aren't. That's including the test.
I had to take the mufflers off.
He's just going to laugh the whole time.
The mufflers had to come off. The heat shields had to come out. And then it was a bolt-on kind of thing.
So, all that.
Yeah. What kind of bolts? Can you describe those?
Well, yeah, grade five, actually, if you're interested. Five. Yeah. Grade five bolts.
So they're about 85 pounds, like a fifth grader?
No.
I can't believe we're talking about a fucking trailer hitch.
So
what's the reasoning for this? What are you doing? Why do you need a trailer hitch?
Well, to pull dead motorcycles.
Are you finally moving out?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I won't need a trailer.
You're going to get your own pop-up camper, dog?
Yeah, that would be it. I won't need a trailer to move out. I'm pretty sure I'm not entitled to anything after.
Even your tools have to stay.
Everything would have
your
to stay.
Your air compressor.
I'll ride off on one of the motorcycles. And then the other one will be sold to pay the lawyer.
So you want to, you're buying a trailer
because
you've reached that point where you want to cart your motorcycle around?
No.
Wasn't that what we discussed?
No, I definitely will not tow motorcycles to events. This is to bring them home. Should one expire?
Oh, really?
Prematurely, yeah.
Huh.
We had that happen a few weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
And it was very hot.
Whose bike?
My buddy's.
Oh, but not yours. Not your brand new one.
No. Oh, no, no. The starter took a shit on his bike.
And, wow.
You know, it's very difficult to push start an 800-pound Harley.
I would think so.
Yeah.
What's the where were you?
At the Pavilions.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't terrible.
It finally took a shit. No, he was having some issues. And no, when it finally took a shit, it was at the Pavilions, and there were a bunch of folks there.
How old is this thing?
His is, I don't know.
Is it as old as his Grand Marquis?
No. No.
He's got this, and what is that, a 91?
No, it's like a 98 or 99 Grand Marquis. And he bought it new on purpose. He actually bought the thing with intent.
Did he know someone on the police department or
something like that
got a deal on it?
And it's a cheap one. It's like not.
Does it have the V8 in it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The 301 or whatever it is?
It was a 4.6 liter V8.
So what does that translate? 298 or something like that?
No, I don't think it's that big.
290?
No, it's not that big. Anyway.
It's like 65 or something like that? 65 centimeters per liter or something like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Good.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Let's get back to this trailer hitch.
Well, his Grand Marquis has chrome plastic hubcaps on it. It doesn't even have alloy wheels. They're plastic chromed plastic.
Well, in fairness to him, it was sometime, you know, within the last 5 or 8 years when they started to make most cars, even like the bottom line cars, with actual wheel, like rims, instead of those heavy metal wheels.
I don't know. He bought this thing and he was proud and he pulled in and there were folks that...
You've known him that long?
Yeah. And there were folks would say, upon his arrival daily, Grandpa's here. And the guy was like, you know, early 40s when he bought the thing.
Right, right.
So it's funny.
Does it come with like one of those things that makes it easier to pull the seatbelt across you when you're older and infirm?
No. In fact, the seatbelts seem to have been a secondary thought.
Oh, it's like a 68 Volkswagen Beetle. It doesn't even have them.
It's got a bench seat in it and a cassette deck in the dash.
Nice. Leather seats? Or?
No. Broken down, kind of a velour fabric.
That's good, because with the leather seats, I think I talked about this before.
Old people slide from side to side.
Right.
Yeah.
I had the 83 Cadillac Sedan DeVille, and when the seats would be freshly polished, if I was not buckled in when I turned a corner, if I was going too fast, I would slide over. Nice bench seat. That was like a... I don't know how much it weighed, but it was enormous. It was an enormous car, but that was from the point in time when Cadillac had made the V8 smaller because of the embargo and all that bullshit.
Yes.
It was like a 4.1 V8 in this just enormous car. There had to have been compartments. It was like having an extra trunk up there. There was so much extra room, so it was interesting. Okay, so I think we're done with the trailer hitch discussion.
I can't understand why we would go
there. His car broke down. His bike broke down. Yeah. So now you're going to be ready for... So who owns the trailer? You're going to have to go out and buy it?
No, I'm not buying one. You can U-Haul has motorcycle trailers you can get for like $20 a day.
So you would rent it?
Yeah.
If needed.
Because with a bike, you have to call a flatbed and then they charge... I mean, it's...
Well, I guess that makes sense.
It's hugely expensive to get towed.
But let's think through this logically.
Yeah.
You're both on your motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
You're someplace. You get broken down.
Right.
Which is going to happen anyways because these are American made. So anyways. So you're going to have to call home. You're going to have to find somebody. Or you're going to have to call somebody who's adjacent to your house on their cell phone. They're going to need to be available.
Yeah, I call my son.
He'll need to be available.
Right.
He'll need to be able to get your car. He'll need to also be able to go to U-Haul and rent a trailer, and he'll need to go and drive to you guys. Seems like a lot of work.
It can be, but it can save you just hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Really?
Yes.
Would he be remunerated for any of this effort, or is just the fact that you fed him for 20 years at the beginning of his life sufficient?
I'm still feeding.
20?
What's the matter?
I only went to 18.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm still feeding him.
What, on the odd times? You're not feeding him every day?
Not every day.
Or does he swing by on his way to work for breakfast?
No.
Okay. So I think that takes care of the motorcycle. So you've basically
God.
Been... No, it's fine. This is very There's a lot of people that are very interested in this. We have a lot of people. We have a lot of Chinese listeners that probably don't have the ability to avail themselves of Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
Or hitches.
Or hitches.
Okay.
Or tools, for that matter. Anything. Sunshine. The sunshine at which you're complaining.
If we get one new subscriber from this topic, we've done our job, right?
Yeah. We're going to throw motorcycle tags all over this and see who we pick up. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's really not good.
It's not good?
No.
How are you circulating our flyers at your motorcycle events?
For this thing?
Yeah, we had some flyers made up.
Yeah, I wasn't aware.
It's pictures of me and Bob laughing.
Hugging?
No, we have our arms around each other, like at a mixer.
Laughing and pointing at each other.
Yeah. We both have shirts on that read, "I'm with stupid."
You're pointing up.
No, just pointing at each other. So, okay, so that takes care of that.
Thank you.
You're not at all interested in discussing this? You seem to be very into it when you explained it to
me. Well, that's because when we did it, it was very, very hot.
And that was last weekend?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was supposed to have been
a simple
bolt-on job.
Right.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It never is.
No.
Not with cars the way they are now.
Well, it wasn't the car's fault at all. It's the
trailer hitch?
Well, sure. It's American-made, and I'm pretty sure that it dropped off the truck.
Really?
Yeah. So we had to bend quarter-inch plate steel to get
the
holes to line up.
Wow.
And are you the type of guy that puts like a cozy on your trailer hitch to keep it shiny?
Yeah, I have a giant condom hanging off the back.
You know what I saw the other day on Fail Blog was a bicycle, and the hand grips were dildos. So of course I had to send it to YB. He has yet to respond. They're white dildos.
Really?
He's good today. He's laughing a lot. He's not he's not saying much, but he's talking. He's laughing.
I can see that. Did he just like hollow them out and slide them over the bars?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You know, some of that silicone stuff would be good for vibration.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
Kind of smells though, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Has that like a vinegary smell, silicone?
No, that depends where you pull it from, I think.
Silicone?
I knew that's
where the smell comes from. You can don't get any variety of smells.
Well, I just know that silicone that I've seen used to seal things up on an engine seems to have a very strong vinegar smell.
I'm kind of not thinking that it's the same stuff.
Yeah.
Different stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, how can you explain a woman with fake breasts stinking of vinegar?
Well, that's a whole other issue.
It's another issue.
It's the choice of douche, I'm afraid.
All right. Okay, so.
I like the smell of strawberry and vanilla mixture with the glitter.
We were talking about mechanical things.
We were?
Yeah, there's apparently
Would you consider a hitch mechanical?
Well, we were talking about cars, were we not?
Yeah,
cars
I don't know.
Are mechanical.
Okay.
So I was reading, and a defense contractor is actually developing a steam-powered robot that will feast on biomass.
Steam-powered robot.
It's called. It could be a combination of 19th-century mechanics with 21st-century technology, and a 20th-century horror movie. Because this thing will be initially steam-powered, and then
it will power itself
by eating people, eating biomass of
people.
Any kind. Yeah, like Soylent Green.
Oh,
yeah, all right, so I'll read
and
the
where
whole
was thing. This invented?
A Maryland company under contract to the Pentagon is working on a steam-powered robot that would fuel itself by gobbling up whatever organic material it can find. Grass, wood, old furniture, and even dead bodies. The biomass and other organically based energy sources wouldn't necessarily be limited to plant material. Animal and human corpses could contain plenty of energy, and they'd be plentiful in a war zone. And guess what the robot is called? Eater. E-A-T-R. Eater will be
nice.
Powered by the waste heat engine developed by Cyclone Power Technology of Pompano Beach, Florida, which uses an external combustion chamber burning up fuel to heat up water in a closed loop generating electricity. How does that sound to you? Is that something you'd be interested in?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No.
This thing doesn't interest you?
Not a bit.
What they're doing with technology these days?
That's not.
It would eat
It sounds
people.
Ridiculous. And is that being funded? Is
yes, of course it's being funded as part of the stimulus package.
Sounds ridiculous.
Did you see the...
I like the dildo on the handlebar idea.
Better? You like that better? Maybe they could do that with the cops on bicycles.
Well, that's dildo on bicycle then.
Oh, you're getting down on the cops now.
Am I?
Yeah. How was the... what was the outside situation with the cruiser and everything?
Oh, that tool's still parked in the street.
He's very interesting in that now there are three people living in that house. This odyssey's been going on as long as the podcast.
Oh, the guy across the street.
With watching the guy across the street and his goings-on and happenings. So he's got this. When we first moved in, he had a wife or a live-in girlfriend who moved out eventually and then was immediately replaced by some other lady who he does not seem to be romantically linked to.
Maybe like a sister?
Probably. We're assuming sister. And then she disappeared a few months ago.
She's
and
buried in the desert somewhere.
A lady showed up with this lady who's got not only has an ASU license plate, but also an ASU license plate border. So she's very, very
redundant.
Proud of the six,
yeah.
of the one semester she completed at ASU probably. So anyways... And she's essentially living there now, this lady. But now the lady who replaced the live-in girlfriend is now back. So it almost seems like it was she took a sabbatical or...
Vacation.
It was an extended vacation, though, because the car wasn't there. She drives
there.
A Jeep Cherokee or something. That was gone for the whole term of when she wasn't living there. And a couple of older people showed up and took her dog away. It's funny. It's very funny to try to glean what's going on there without having to ask anybody. So anyways, that lady's back. She's got her car back. The ASU car's there. The cruiser's there. The douchebag pickup truck with the body-colored rims on it. It's a black truck with big black rims on it. That's there. And then for a period of about a day, there was one of those expensive Lexus convertibles there. Mm-hmm. It's like an SC 430 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was there. And the lady who disappeared and came back, she was driving it. So they had, what's that, five cars over there.
Well, don't forget the RV.
Well, the RV's on and off again. You're not allowed to have an RV in this neighborhood, and every once in a while, at the beginning, of, like the night before a long weekend, this rambler or bandit or whatever the fuck it's called.
He'll get permission and say that it's a command center.
He won't get permission because we're talking to, we're in a house of some of people who are on the committee that would grant said permission, and he never asks for
it. How's the tool get permission to park that really does affect ingress and egress of your driveway?
Well, I guess the reason with that is because it's a cruiser, it's okay.
It's considered a city vehicle. It's part of the HOA.
Okay, kiss my balls.
Yeah.
It's in the fucking way of your, you can't back out of your driveway without really having to be careful.
It gets even better. So anyways, they're jockeying. It's like a fucking valet. It's like a valet hut over there sometimes. They got to jockey stuff around. The other night, it's gone from, you know, the saying, gone from ridiculous to sublime. Well, it's gone from ridiculous to more ridiculous. Because not only did he have the cruiser parked on the street, but the ASU lover parked opposite that car, facing the other way.
Oh, nice.
So even worse.
There's not enough room for a car to pass down the street at that
point. Basically, barely enough room.
Nice.
And it's like, do you even think before you do things?
Apparently not.
And I'm going to guess with the ASU connection, she's intellectually incapable of said thinking. So anyways, that's what's going on over there. So that updates the listener on the goings-on at the deputy's house. And he's not even a deputy. That's got to be a problem.
He's a posse member.
Sheriff Joe's posse. What do we know about that?
About him being a posse member?
No, what do we know about the posse? What do they do? What are they charged
They're just
with?
Volunteers that work on behalf of Sheriff Joe. They're not
to
really
do what?
Deputies. To arrest people, to go into Guadalupe and
patrol the malls during the Christmas shopping season.
So I'm thinking if he's got
deterrent.
If
they're
he's
an extension
got
a, of the deputies. Of
if
the
he's
sheriff
got
department.
A cruiser
like a
24/7, 365 and a quarter, somebody needs to buy a cruiser to actually give to a deputy that works full time.
Yeah, he
so
may
it's
be
costing
on
us money, but it's costing us money. It's there all the time, except for the one or two weekends a month
right,
where he goes
that
and
he's
works
not
with
on
the
patrol.
Posse.
Yeah,
so that would be that should be a cost cutting measure.
You would think so.
An extension of the deputies.
So I was reading that badphoenixcops.com. Mm-hmm. Our guest mm-hmm. Jeff Pataki.
Yeah,
I guess they've created a department to look into saving the city money. And they actually transferred a cop who's had a lot of disciplinary issues into that department to try to help them save money. And he actually came up with a good idea, which is no more taking cars home and all that bullshit, which is actually – and they crunched the numbers on it, and it's going to save them hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. However, he's his license is suspended because he's gotten a DUI. So he actually has to have a cruiser come by his house in the morning,
pick him up,
take him to work, and then at the end of the day, drive him home.
Nice.
So that's really good. It's very nice.
He needs
that's,
a raise.
And they did finally released his affidavit, the affidavit that was used, I believe, to get the search warrant that they executed and then took all his shit.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was anything mind-blowing in there. I don't think there was anything of surprise or consequence in there. So pretty much what he said was the case was actually the case. They really didn't have much to go on. So they probably just found a judge that isn't super strict and discreet when it comes to burdens of proof and stuff like that. So they just signed off on it, it sounds like. So that's good. It's good. Things are going well.
Good for him.
So it's been a couple of weeks. What have you been up to, Robert, besides trailer hitches and whatnot?
Perspiring.
That's it?
Yeah.
You getting a little down because of the heat?
Yeah, man, it kind of sucks my batteries dry, I think.
Have you been out on your bike?
Fuck no.
Well, you were out on a couple of weeks ago, though.
Yeah, well, it was warm. It was before this most recent heat thing, so it may have been like a month.
Oh, really?
It may have been a month ago.
So it's
when
been a
when
while?
It was only around 105.
Yeah, anything. It was warm, but it wasn't. I do believe it was it was in the evening too. That's whenever we went, you know, Globe and then up to Payson and then.
Oh, that okay.
That loop we made. That was the day that his bike decided to.
Where is the Pavilions? Is that up at Desert Ridge?
It's up in Scottsdale.
Indian
isn't it?
Bend. No, it's not at Desert Ridge. It's a thing of its own.
It's around that
Indian
area, though?
Indian Bend and Pima.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we were up in that. We've been up in that area the last two Saturdays.
Saturdays are the day that. And this car show has been going on for 40-some years.
We haven't been that far over, though.
No, not that far over. But generally, I mean, when you live down this far south, that area up there, that's close enough for me because we don't really make it up to that area very often. But there's a new restaurant up. Do you know of the City North development?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
No.
They have a designer burger place called 25 Degrees. Is that something you're familiar with?
No.
And we've been there the last two Saturdays. It's pretty good. Have you ever been to Deluxe? The place on Camelback I told you about?
No, huh?
And that's a deluxe burger place, too. But anyways, we've been there the last couple of Saturdays. And the first Saturday we went, absolutely fabulous. One of the greatest burgers I've ever had.
Really?
Last night, it was not as great.
Oh, why the inconsistency? What happened?
I got a different burger last night. I believe my issue was that the burger I had last night had an inordinately large amount of avocado on it.
Mm-hmm.
I like avocado, but because avocado is so bland, I think that it kind of washed out the natural flavor of the meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
understand that? And so I think it kind of detracted from the actual flavor of the meat. So I definitely won't get that burger again. So that I think that was the primary issue with my burger.
Hey, and mine was, I got the same exact burger, but it was like the first time it was just amazing. This time it was... They cooked it more than where I wanted it to be cooked. So it was inconsistent there. So
it's very good. But last week when we went, four people with tip, no alcohol, $100.
For fucking burgers?
Yeah.
You know, fuck that.
But it's a very good place.
I don't give a shit. I'm not spending $25 for a fucking burger.
Well, it wasn't just a burger. I mean, we got a shake, and he
you get your balls rubbed, for Christ's sake?
Scott and his wife, Bernice, they split a Guinness shake, and we got a strawberry shake, and they got appetizers, and we got here's something you're going to love. If you get the fries and rings combo.
The frings?
It's $6 just for that. So that contributes to it. So, yeah, it was $100. And then last night, how much was yours?
50.
Yours was 50 on the nose?
Yeah, it's 50-something.
Ours was 50. No, ours was 44, and then with tip, it was 55. Yeah. So it was even more expensive.
But we had alcohol this time, too. Oh.
Well, my wife had wine. I didn't have any alcohol. No. I was driving.
How was that Guinness shake? That's pretty appealing to me.
Actually, it was really pretty good. I was pretty impressed with it. I could actually taste the Guinness, and, you know, it was good. I'm not much into shakes, but that was a good shake. So,
was it just a few splashes of Guinness with chocolate syrup and ice cream, you figure?
It wasn't overwhelming, but you could definitely tell that there was Guinness in it. So
that's, I believe that was like $6.50.
Yeah, I don't even remember. But they have an amazing Caesar salad, so it's the best Caesar salad I've ever had.
Does it real anchovies in it?
I'm not sure about that, but they do like a fried, what is that, capers?
Yeah.
I guess it is, which just changed the
Caesar salads have to have anchovies.
You know, though, I think you can make a really good one without anchovies nowadays.
I don't think you can.
I think you can. You like anchovies?
Yes, it belongs in. That's a staple ingredient for a Caesar salad.
You can modify. I think you're okay. I think you're on firm ground because anchovies have really fallen out of favor, and I think the only reason they really use them in that is because anchovies are so salty that it helps bring it together with salt, and I think you can substitute for that.
Are the anchovies really ground up, or are they pretty visible? Because
usually they'll like almost try to smash them into like a paste.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They beat the... I've been to a
so
few...
It's almost part of the dressing, then?
Oh, no, it is. It absolutely is. It's one of the foundations of making the dressing, but... I've been to some places, and I've actually made Caesar salad from scratch before, but I've been to some places where they'll make it for you at the table, and they'll have all the little the little ingredient dishes, and they'll just start boom, 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 and they'll start mixing it up. It's got mustard seed in it, all kinds of stuff. First time I made it, I put way too much mustard seed in it, so it's very, very spicy, which was good, but you don't really look for that in a Caesar salad.
No.
So
I couldn't tell you whether they were in or not, but it was just really, really good.
He likes the flavor.
A lot of flavor.
So it's good, and then the loath has a problem with the wallpaper in the bathroom, which is very odd.
It is just, it's the strangest wallpaper.
Even in the middle of last week, she was like, I just don't know why it is. It has to have such violent wallpaper, because it's just an outline of stuff, and it's a cowboy with a gun chasing a woman in a bikini. It's very, very random.
And it's like gold on black background.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of a bikini, and then a picture of two guns, and then a picture of the bikinied girl with some child, and then she's hiding in bushes in another picture, and it's just, it's the oddest wallpaper I've ever seen, and I don't understand it at all. So
here's the deal, their setup is similar to Deluxe's, because it's kind of the same type of place. It's a designer burger place, so that you're not supposed to freak out when a hamburger costs you $15, because a lot of care is put into making these things, and they are very, very good.
Is the bread fresh and new and made there?
The buns taste pretty good. I don't know if they're fresh, but they taste pretty good. They're not sesame seed, cracked wheat, Oro wheat.
Are they sliced and toasted?
They're grilled. They're grilled buns.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways.
Butter, I think.
And I know now, because at 25 degrees, because I've been through it with Deluxe, but when we went to Deluxe, I went into the bathroom, relieved, because usually before that, I got to wash my hands. So
right.
I go into the bathroom, I relieve myself, I turn around, bathroom's very dark, very, pretty small. I realize there's no sink in there. So where am I supposed to wash my hands? I don't see a sink anywhere. So I'm like, all right, I'm going. I open the door, and there's a bank of sinks between the two bathrooms. So you use the bathroom strictly to defecate. Then you go out and you wash your hands in the hallway.
How does this door open?
Like a regular door.
No, wait a minute.
Opens in.
So you have to touch a handle with your filthy fucking hands before you go. So there's feces all over, potentially, all over this door handle.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm going to speed right the fuck over to this.
But then you're washing your hands when you're out of there, so you don't have to worry about touching doors after you've washed up.
You shouldn't fucking have to touch a door.
Why not?
When you're leaving a restroom, you should be able to push a door open from the inside.
Well,
you should never have to fucking put your hands on a door.
At 25 degrees, the door opens out.
It should.
I think at Deluxe, though, that it opened in. I might be wrong.
I didn't go to Deluxe, so.
Yeah, he's like a camel. Voorhees never pisses.
I don't. Really?
Yeah.
Jesus
I
Christ.
Think he wears a
and I don't even want to
catheter.
Have to do the wash your hands, open the door with the paper towel, drop it in the can, and then leave. I don't want to fucking touch anybody's
Well, the
door.
Thing is, when it's a one-person bathroom, though, you've got that lock on there.
Yeah.
So you've got, but I don't think the lock at 25 degrees actually works.
Nice.
I thought it did.
Well, I tried to lock it the last week, and it wouldn't lock for me. So it's possible that I'm going in the urinal, and then someone's going to come right beside me, no divider between the urinal and the toilet, and just start taking a shit while I'm pissing. Just drop their pants and go.
Single seater.
But it has a urinal. So anyways, that's what that is. You might want to check it out. Take the kids there.
Yeah, no.
I think they might like it. I think you should give it a chance. You're loaded. What are you worried about?
Yeah. Well,
You take your son there, and then you go to the pavilions and look at cars.
Yeah, I don't know. Where's it at? Give me the
It's City streets. North. It's 56th Street and between Deer Valley and 101. So it's not right over there, but it's close enough.
Yeah, it's a
weird pretty
close
much
close
on
enough.
Your way. Well, I think that whole City North thing is a big political nightmare anyways.
See, I'm getting to the point that like Carl's Jr. is too expensive for me.
Well, didn't you? You were going on about some sausage sandwich the other day.
That was very good.
Wasn't that like an $8 sandwich?
It was $9 for lunch.
Oh, boy.
It was really good. Heidi's Deli. And apparently that's like the only one.
Where is that?
Sun City.
No, it's in the same...
Peoria.
It's in the same strip mall thing there as the gym, actually.
Your gym?
Yeah.
Oh, your gym.
I'd never been there before, but.
Go have a workout and a sausage sandwich.
Yeah, well, they have a large
while working out.
And then go for lunch.
Yeah, yeah. So they have a large variety of stuff.
And the sausage was pretty good?
It was really good. And then they had, like, roasted red peppers that were all, it was really nice. Caramelized, it was really nice. Caramelized onions on there, really good. You would have liked it, I promise.
We
the
went to
bread was, fuck. I think it was like they made it just finished making it and cut it. It was that
fresh.
It was really good.
So you think they buy their bread from Subway or
no? I think they make it there, and it's bread. It's not like they do have a couple of rolls that they'll use,
right?
But they have loaf bread.
Bread.
Yeah, not bun stuff.
Bread. As Johnny Two Times from Goodfellas would say, I'm going to go get the bread.
yeah.
We call him Johnny Two Times because he said everything twice. I'm going to go get the papers. So what else did I want to say? And then on Friday we went for lunch in Mesa across from Falcon Field at a place called Flancers. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I've been to Anzio's by Falcon Field there.
And it was really, really good. Not only do they bake their bread at this Flancers place, but they make their bread there, too. So they don't get the dough shipped in cold and then bake it.
Right.
They make the dough.
Is that right?
And bake it there. It was very good. I had a meatloaf lover sandwich. It had meatloaf on it, bacon, and cheddar.
Jesus.
It's good.
Now, is that right on the airport property there?
No, it's actually on, what street is that right there? Higley Road?
Higley.
It's like a block, it's on Higley, a block south of McClintock.
Okay.
On the west side. Pretty good. It was pretty good. Flancers. They also have one at Gilbert Road
and
Guadalupe.
That's like a stone's throw from my buddy's house.
Oh, he lives over there?
Yeah. Anzio's is right on the airport property.
I think I think one of our coworkers likes to go there for his birthday.
Anzio's?
An individual from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
It's good.
It's Italian, right?
Yeah. It's good.
Oh, and we went to Blue Adobe last week for lunch on Friday.
Good. Did you get the
very good.
Portobello enchilada?
No, YB did, though.
It's good, man.
And
it's kind of odd, though, because it's a
You're allowed to talk.
It's a real.
I'm listening. I got no
There's a real chef in that place.
I know.
It's kind of surprising that what you know.
Well, because you look in. Have you ever looked at the ceiling in that place?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah, the whole place is kind of. It's a freestanding building in a shitty neighborhood. Really, that's a shitty neighborhood. There.
Right. The ceiling's bad.
Yeah, the whole place is kind of dumpy.
And no matter what you do, you're gonna get ceiling shavings.
And you feel like. With that, it's got that large bar in there. You feel like you're in like a redneck bar, but during the day before the hillbillies come out
to
go to the bar and fight with each other.
Yeah. So it was pretty. I got the double layer pork enchilada. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The carne adobado or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's got a nice little kick to it. Not too hot, but it's very good.
There's a Thai place down there. It's on Main Street now. It used to be on that country club section, but they moved to Main Street now.
Right.
In the little downtown area of Mesa, if you will. Very good. Yeah.
It's surprising that they've got so many good restaurants in Mesa because it's a shithole.
It really is.
It's huge, though. Mesa's huge.
It's a very long east to west, very for sure. It's really long.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing and how different it is. You've got the, like, where we are, the area that we're primarily talking about is downtown Mesa, which is very old. But then you get out further east and you've got all these new developments. And I guess there are some really expensive neighborhoods south of McClintock just before you get to Higley. I guess there's Gainey Ranch in Scottsdale. They've got like guard booths and stuff like that
right
at the security gate, not just gates, but you know,
and they're not visible from anywhere because of the citrus trees.
Right.
They have multiple neighborhoods. I believe they're called the Groves.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
And there are multiple neighborhoods throughout there with the same title.
You could afford it. Would you live in Gainey Ranch, either one of you?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Really? No interest?
Yeah, no interest.
Wow. I would.
Really?
It's nice.
It's yeah, it's really very nice, yeah.
And Scottsdale's really nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty snooty.
Yeah.
I don't care about snooty. You know, I don't interact with people.
If you don't have to interact with folks, that's fine. However, you do ultimately have to interact with folks.
You would have a bit of a problem with 25 degrees. Have you picked up on the vibe there? The douchebag vibe?
There's
a douchebag vibe there because it's just north of North Scottsdale.
Now you've convinced me that I'm going to take the bikes and the fellas to this place.
Yeah, I mean, you would be. But see, even that's got its own douchebag component. Most people that have bikes have enough money to have a bike. Most don't drive a 99 Grand Marquis in their weekly lives. You know, so it's like it's got its own kind of snooty,
and I know the
elitist.
Well, and then that 25 degrees turns into that club at night or something.
Oh yeah, why don't you explain that? Yeah, you're not talking.
You guys are talking about Mesa. I have no interest.
Because he talked
in Mesa,
we used to work at the cruise ships in Mesa.
Yeah, but it didn't mean I dealt with Mesa. I just showed up there and left. But we were talking to the waitress at that 25 degrees, and she says, after 10 o'clock, they all change their clothes, and they wear skirts and tennis shoes and, I don't know, something else with their tops or whatever. But it turns into almost like a club because they get the late-night crowd.
Because it's also a wine bar.
They're open until almost 2:30. So.
And the chicks wear tank tops, and on the back it reads...
Jugs and buns.
Jugs and buns.
That's nice.
Yeah, and the
guys... Well, most of them fit the first part of it.
Well, there is some appeal then.
And the guys wear, at least what I saw yesterday, both of the guys that were working there wore shirts that read Strong Arms on them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that meant,
but
Strong Arms, yeah. You might like it. I mean, if you and your buddies go in there on your bikes, I'm sure you'll be welcomed with open arms because they know you guys have disposable income.
I don't have any income that's disposable.
You're all empty nesters or you never had kids to begin with.
Yeah.
Quick sidebar, while we're on the topic of empty nesters, the major director of my department, I don't know if you've heard what's going on there, but he went and bought himself a yellow convertible Corvette recently. Have you heard about that?
Would that be the major director of your...
Yes.
Really?
Yes, my director's director.
I have not heard that.
That's
interesting. You know, that's almost, that really doesn't fit, does it?
You know, it does, because if you talk to him, he's had a life where he actually was in a folk band in San Francisco when he was in his early 20s. And at the time, he drove a Porsche 914.
Really?
And so he's always been a little bit of a car guy.
Porsche.
Oh, yeah.
It's the guy's name, for fuck's sake. You know... They don't, you're not goof, it's golf.
Okay, well, I am a goof.
Yeah, well, that's right.
And you know what makes this even worse?
It's not really.
You know what I said I've been looking at cars on the web?
Yes.
One of the cars I've been looking at is a Porsche Cayman.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, me too.
It's a nice looking car.
Yeah.
It's very nice looking. And I've read nothing but great things
about it. Are you looking at new or?
Well, because I lease. That's the
thing. He doesn't buy.
The Cayman S?
Yes. That's a nice-looking fucking car.
Well, yeah, and it's very very appealing in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I guess if you were willing to go, if you have like a fully loaded Cayman S, if you're willing to spend an extra couple grand, you would be in like the bottom line Porsche 911 Carrera.
Porsche
911 Carrera.
I actually...
it's Porsche.
I priced a Cayman S.
Portia, right?
Exactly.
Porsche, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, you priced a...
I priced a Cayman, not a Cayman S, a Cayman.
Yeah.
And through all that I desired.
Right.
75.
That much?
Yes. And that wasn't the S. That was...
What the hell do you got?
Started at 50. I threw all that I desired, 75 and change.
Jesus.
Well, there you go.
That's I priced a, lot of a, money. A Carrera.
But it's everything he desired.
Bottom end Carrera. Threw what I wanted on it.
100?
No, 88.
Yeah. That sort of has a back seat, right? The Carrera?
Yeah, no.
No, it doesn't have a back seat at all?
It has a little a couple of little indents in the back.
That are supposed to be seats.
Yeah, but even for the... I don't even know that a child seat would fit in there. So
really?
To put a baby back there would just... That would work.
Well, and you've got...
If you wrap them in duct tape.
But see, in the Cayman, you don't even have that option because
right.
it's that
There's
mid-engine
like
a, that goes
exactly.
right up to the back seat.
Exactly.
So anyways, yeah. So that's... Yeah, I think that they're... Money factors are so high that even if you were able to get a deal, which you can get a very good deal right now.
You can
get them for like invoice now. I think you're still going to be paying a lot.
You know, and I looked at on the North Scottsdale, the Porsche mm-hmm. site, the dealer, and they have probably lease returns that are certified.
Right.
They're 07s, a line
right.
of them, for high 30s to low 40s.
Yeah. Not sure you're going to get an S for that price, though. I think it would be a normal one.
Look on the site.
Yeah.
You and it depends on mileage. Some of them are
right.
around 15,000 miles, 2 years old.
Right.
3 years old.
So I don't, yeah, I've got like 2.5 years to go anyways. So unless I can find somebody that wants to take this thing over for me. It's a good car, though. What I have is a good car. It's fine. It's very nice. I'm happy with it.
Well, you're going to have to just get off your wallet to make you happy. That's what you're
going
to do.
Well, yeah, but even then, it's going to be, I'll be happy for a couple of months, and then I'll be looking at something else. I've got to stop. I need to stop. That's what I need to do, stop. And that's why I need a Cayman, because they have great brakes. I need to stop. So
you know
anyways.
What I like is the new E-Class. Have you seen that?
No.
Very, very nice.
That's you're getting into some serious lettuce with that, right?
No. Starts at 48.
For an E320?
Yeah,
but if you're starting at 48?
Yeah, so you can realistically mid-50s probably.
Jesus, but that's only for a 320, right?
Well, I think I would do the Blue Tech, the diesel.
Yeah?
I would.
Hmm. I would want an E65.
Well, sure.
That is a 12-cylinder engine, and it's just it's as good as you can get in the E-Class.
Just get the McLaren, the SLR.
Oh, is that what that is? That's a McLaren? Okay, so that's it for cars. We got to stop with this.
Really?
We're going to do URL or not a URL and break this up a little bit, which that's, means we're going to need the Loth to come in to that's, participate.
That's really all I'm interested in.
Is she coming?
I didn't hear any moans.
Here she comes. Yeah, come on. All right, are we ready? Okay.
URL or not a URL?
Not a URL.
URL or not a URL?
Not a big
trust.
It's a series of tools to expand the whole concept of communication.
URL or not a URL? URL or not a URL.
www.meatwhistle.com.
Yes.
Wow. He answered that really fast.
Bob says it's a site.
It's a site.
I think he's a member. Ah, which is even funnier.
Scott Voorhees. He's a member. That's a good pun. Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah, thanks.
He's been lying in the weeds for 45 minutes. He better come.
You guys are talking
about
cars. I know nothing about cars.
Well, you got a crawler.
Yeah, that's it. Great. So, anyhow.
What did I say yesterday about your... I said something about your wheel cover. We were going to get a custom something.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was good. It was good for the time being. And then I called the album Mindfuck. And what's it called?
Mindcrime.
Mindcrime.
Operation Mindcrime.
Okay, so is it
I'll
a site?
I agree with Bob.
You're saying it's a site.
Bob answered that really fast.
The Loth.
He's got an inside track.
You say it's a site. It is a portal, and it claims to be the first stop on your hot web journey. And there's a picture of a guy and a woman making out in the shower. But that's it as far as any sexual innuendo goes. The rest of it, just a bunch of links. On the left, it reads the hottest links on the left nav. And one of them is for taxidermy.com.
What?
And then on the right, there was nothing of particularly of note. But there was absolutely no sexual component to it all, except for the picture of the two people.
What was the URL again?
meatwhistle.com.
Well, that's why taxidermy's there.
Yeah, but meat whistle? I don't know. Okay. Whistle. Next one. And I hope we haven't done this before, but I haven't gone back and checked. www.swampass.com.
Yes.
Bob says yes.
Yeah, it's probably linked to Gold Bond.
I think it's a portal.
Okay. Loth says portal. It claims to be a big and round or soft and tight swamp ass, no boundaries. It's just a bunch of words on a page, and there's no other place to navigate from there. So I'm thinking they bought it, and they're going to do something with it eventually, but as of now, they're not doing anything. And there's an email address on there. Really? Didn't have enough time to email the webmaster to find out what's what. www.backdatup.com.
Back that up. Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
No.
Yes. Any description from the Loth? Okay. I'm going to read this as it's written, or I'm going to try to read it as it's written. It is a site. Yo comps, acting a fool? Call yo girl Soria. Service packages available in gold or silver. Don't be a fool and lose all your tunes. Call me and I will backthatup.com it for you. So it's like an urban, it's catering to the urban crowd to back up your hard drive.
Right. Wow, that's not where I went with it, but that'll work.
It was pretty interesting, though. That's funny. www.chocolatevag.com. Scott? Is it a site?
Yeah, I'm going to, no.
Not a site. I don't think it's, what are you saying?
It links. It links. So what is that?
Portal?
Yeah, okay, a portal.
I say portal.
It's available.
Oh, really?
Chocolate Vag is available.
So now if you choose to make some confections of chocolate.
Or black ladies' vaginas.
Or, yeah.
That's what I thought it was going to be. Last one.
But you know it's all pink on the inside.
www.fiveskin.com.
Five skin?
Instead of foreskin.
Yeah, I believe it's
five
a drum skin. Head.
You know number. How, like, if there's somebody with a huge forehead, they don't have a forehead, they have a five head? Yeah. So, what do you say?
It's a drum head vendor.
A drum head vendor?
Yeah, no, I'm making no.
What do you think?
I'm going to say no.
I think no.
Scott says?
No.
Loth says?
Purpose in it.
Somebody purchased the URL, but when you click on it, it redirects to their Facebook page, actually.
What?
Somebody named Craig Williams. So it's kind of like that deal with that that rape metal band from a few episodes ago,
yes.
The Show Me on the Doll.
Yeah.
How they've purchased the URL, but all it does is direct to their MySpace page because they can't figure out. They either don't want to pay for somebody to develop a page for them. Or,
well, when you make $200 a month.
Probably, yeah. So that's what, yeah, directs directly to this guy's Facebook page. So that's nice. And that's a relatively new thing, isn't it? Because it used to not have the name in the URL for your Facebook page. I think that's a new thing.
What do you mean?
Well, now it's basically, yours would be like facebook.com/Scott Voorhees,
right.
I think.
Right.
I don't think it's always been like that. It's just been since... I think you've been able to create your own searchable username.
No.
I think it's a recent thing.
Because
now it's basically like MySpace. So
I don't know. MySpace and Facebook are becoming blurred in how they're dealing with each other. So
somebody suggested that Facebook just buy MySpace for the music player and then put them out of business. Because no one's using MySpace.
I really don't understand.
Don't understand.
Do you have to post shit of your own?
You don't have to
get in there.
Well, you need to have a profile.
That's what I'm wondering.
But you don't have to post anything. But it's the reason I use it is because one, you can get in touch with people that you'd never hear from again. So that's kind of interesting. Number two, it's good because you can post pictures and your friends can see those pictures, and you're not having to send them individual
right.
pictures and blocking
them
up there.
Or having them buy them from Kodak or
right.
somebody like that.
So that's kind of a cool thing to do.
Hmm.
And it's not as teenage-y, teenagery as MySpace is.
No, there's a lot of adults on there. Thank you, Loth. We'll bring you back for Dichotomy 5. So that's it for URL or not a URL. So we were going to move on to our young friend here, Mr. Voorhees, is in the market for a swimming pool.
I knew that was coming in. Do you have a pool?
Yeah.
Who made your pool? Did you ever pool?
They're out of business now, right?
No, paddock.
Oh, I thought yours was out of business now.
Uh-oh.
I wonder who it is that I know that has a pool that's out of business. So you guys were paddock?
Uh-huh.
And that means that that you can also put a horse in your pool? Is that what that means?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Did you have your pool put in yourself?
Yep.
When
How
you
long ago?
Were building the house or
no,
after the
house
was built?
No, it was probably a year. The following summer after we moved in, we had it done.
And you use it how much now?
Personally?
Yeah.
I haven't been in it in years.
And your wife?
Almost daily now.
Really?
Yeah, she's in... Well, you know, the running thing, she runs.
Right.
But she's had to limit that.
Right.
Knee pain and whatever.
Right.
So she not doing that as far, but then she gets in the pool and just back and forth and back and forth.
So she's using it.
She's
now.
Using it.
So it's getting used.
It's getting used.
But up until this year, it was not being used very much at all.
She
right?
would use it occasionally. When the kids were young, we were in it constantly.
Right.
But then, you know, the first summer, it's a novelty. The second summer, it's a. Boy, that's nice that we have that pool that we can use if we choose. And
yeah.
then, you know, 15 years later, it's a fucking colossal money pit in the backyard, you know.
Does it cost you that much?
The chemicals aren't zero. I mean, I don't care about a bucket of tablets and some acid. And some,
right.
And really, that stuff's not bad. But when something takes a shit, it's expensive.
Yeah. Do you, is it salt water or is
no,
it chlorine?
Chlorine.
And what kind of?
Sand filter.
You got a sand filter.
Uh-huh.
So
it's
these...
almost 20,000 gallons.
Okay, so it's about almost twice
pool.
The size of ours. Oh, so it's got a deep end.
Yeah, it's got a deep end, diving board.
Wow.
We got that, the Pebble Tech stuff.
Right.
Oh, man, is that good.
They have a new thing. Well, it's relatively new. It's Pebble Sheen.
Yeah.
So it's like Pebble Tech, but a little smoother. And I guess they're going to get, the Voorheeses are getting salt water with Pebble Sheen and the in-ground cleaning system.
Yeah, we have
that
in-ground cleaning thing.
That must have been relatively new when you had yours built.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems that everyone has dead spots in their pool with their in-ground cleaning.
Yeah.
That, you know, like. Debris will kind of settle in an area.
Right.
We don't have that. It completely cleans completely. There is no debris anywhere.
Debris?
Yeah.
Okay.
That means they measured out where your heads are supposed to go correctly.
Yeah,
so.
It's
a man's name. It's Debris.
Yeah, fuck you.
Edgar Van Debris.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Edgar Debris.
Are you guys really going to measure yourself?
What about Mr. What about Diesel?
What about Diesel?
That's a man's name.
Is it?
It is. That is pronounced the same worldwide. It's the man's name.
Is it pronounced the same worldwide?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Diesel.
See, you pronounce the S.
In some places, some use it as S or a Z.
See, but that's a slight difference.
You're not omitting a fucking syllable. Jesus.
Okay. So,
Jesus Christ.
Chris. So he's getting a pool, and we had to sit and listen to them argue yesterday.
Argue? I didn't argue with anything. It was stupid.
They were at the Ronco pools, which I think may be related to
Ron Popeil.
Yeah. Because what you do is you set the filter and you forget it.
Yeah. Do you get a pocket fisherman with that?
You do. You get a pocket fisherman.
Set it and forget it.
The largemouth billy bass.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, so if somebody takes a piss, the little billy bass swivels and says, "You're pissing in the pool."
They've decided they want to take on this headache.
Yeah, it is a headache.
Against
we
their
don't
better
even have
judgment.
It yet, so.
But they've been told
we had a salesman come out. We've spoken with 5 different pool companies so far. And this one guy came out. He was a salesman, number one salesman, by the way. He made that declaration to us.
See, already that would lose credibility with me. That, you know, that this guy's going to, he's slick enough to be able to tell you exactly what he wants you to know.
And the whole thing, he introduced himself to me twice within 2 minutes or less than that. And then he didn't, he sat and listened and all that, and which was fine. And we told him, you know, we want salt water, we want the pop-ups, we want this, that, and the other.
Let me just interject for a sec. Make sure you tell him about the car, please. Thank you.
Go ahead. I have a...
No, tell him the story and then just mix it in wherever it's relevant.
Okay. Well, anyhow, when we were sitting at our front table in our front living room, I have a curio cabinet sitting there, and he's sitting there talking, and all of a sudden he stops and he goes...
Filled with comic book action figures.
They're actually statues.
They're not dolls.
No, they're not dolls, and they're not action figures. They're statues, and some of them cost me a lot of money. So anyhow, bygones. Behind it is a mirrored section, right? Well, he's sitting there talking. All of a sudden, he stopped and he looks up because I think he thinks he's looking into the backyard for some reason, and he starts to go, "Oh, that's really nice." And he goes, "Oh," and he looks at us saying, "I was going to tell you had a really nice car, but that's really my car out there, isn't it?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't know why my car would be that way." Anyhow, but
he was looking at the reflection of his own car in the mirror.
Yeah, it was just,
and he's got the Nissan Altima 3.5 liter coupe,
yes,
with like ridiculous wheels on it.
And in what?
He was looking at a reflection of it.
And in what society is that a nice car?
It was fine. But
it's
anyhow,
okay.
He went through his whole speech.
We met him yesterday. His fly was open. Go ahead. I'm not kidding, by the way. His fly was open the whole time.
Evidently, only
even after you told him your dick's hanging out.
No.
He was the only one that noticed.
It was like at half mast.
My guess is his dick was coming out the top of his shirt.
I'm thinking he was probably working himself because he was there by himself waiting
for
us
to show. He
did not
have anything else going on.
He was going to work on himself at his desk, probably had
with the pebble sheen.
Chocolate vag and pebble sheen up.
In this economy, I'm sure he's doing well.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so we had this long conversation with him. We told him what we wanted, the pop-ups, the salt water. He never discussed really hardly anything with us. Said he'd go back to his office, design something, come down Saturday, let's talk. We say, okay. We get there. The first thing he does is tell us, well, they don't do salt water. And I'm like, why? We did not even.
You knew that whenever we just had.
Yeah. And I'm like, so then he goes, well, you'd have to sign a waiver that we wouldn't cover anything to deal with your. And I'm like, what do you. And then he keeps talking about Paddock Pools. Paddock Pools has you sign a waiver. Paddock Pools. And I'm like, okay, well, if I wanted to go to Paddock Pools, I could do that, but I'm here. And I said, well, if you guys aren't doing saltwater, then I can leave. I said, I don't even need to discuss anything further. Well, come on, let's go talk. And then we got in there, and then he starts running through his price list, and he starts talking about, what is that thing you got in your pool, that cleaner thing?
What, the vacuum?
Yeah, the thing you call Jaws.
Yeah, it's a shitty fucking...
One of those manual...
Hayworth.
Yeah, right.
Things that drive all over. So he starts talking. And I said, why are we looking at that? I said, we told you pop-ups. Oh.
He was impersonating his car at that point, if you didn't...
trying to bring us back to how cool he is. No, I just, you know, and finally he walked out of the room to do something else, and I looked at my wife, what did we call
Bernice.
Her? Bernice. And I said, I'm done here. I said, I really, you know, this guy's an idiot. Liked his design. Well, at least she does. I don't know how overthrilled I am with the design of it all, but it was just horrid. It was just, you know.
Loaf likes the golf course. I guess they're going to put a par three golf hole in the backyard.
It was a putting green.
For the dog, because they need some water for their, they got a boxer like you.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a little bit of grass so we can have an area to go out and do.
He goes by the
business.
Moniker Sir Wrigley. He has a title.
Man. He does.
Yeah.
And they're all deserving of a title.
Yeah.
So,
true.
Anyhow, the other three have been decent. He's an idiot. I put him at the bottom of the list.
He's at the bottom of the list now. $391,000 estimate. No? Is that a little high?
Yeah, it was a little high. 37, though. 37,000.
And did that include, that didn't include the demolition,
that didn't
right?
include demo. It didn't include finishing the entire backyard. It meant putting a pool in and walking away.
They have a 6-story apartment in their backyard, which is probably going to cost a lot to demolish.
We have a raised platform. So that when we had it put in 5 years ago, the guy that put it in basically didn't do it right, and it's now sunk. So it's all cracked and sunk down. And so...
What do you think? Should he do this?
Fuck.
Even
no.
though he's not asking for your advice or mine for that matter.
Yeah. It, my opinion is worth zero.
Was this your idea, your away. Wife's idea, or a joint?
I'm going to say it was a joint idea. I think we both just started really, we've thought about it from year to year and kind of bounced it around and never really pushed forward. But when we started looking at replacing the raised platform or getting it fixed or doing whatever,
right.
and that bid came in, and that bid was almost the tip of the scale of starting to look at a pool.
Right.
Then we decided, you know, maybe we should look at doing a pool finally. Because she runs. And she said I would run and come in and just jump in the pool.
That's and, probably true.
You know, so I'm
I don't
like,
know, because my Loth runs with her, and I've never seen her come home and jump in the pool.
Mine comes home, gets in the pool, and stretches and swims and runs in the pool. And yeah, so it's definitely got a purpose.
However,
ours is, I think a play pool is ultimately more serviceable.
Yeah, but
you can't do
laps or anything in it. You go fucking crazy trying to do laps in a play pool.
Yeah, I guess.
Because it's going to be like maybe 20 feet long. Does that sound about right? Maybe 30
like
or 40.
28
feet
28,
long?
I think is what
and
we're
what,
talking.
And what kind of a gallon situation, like a 15,000?
Yeah, I don't even know that.
Okay, so it would be about 50% larger than ours. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, we were in the backyard, I think Wednesday or Thursday night, running the dogs around, and I felt something, I was wearing flip-flops, felt something on my foot, looked down, there was one fire ant on my left foot, which had just bit me, and then there were three or four fire ants on my right feet that were in the process of biting me, like running through the creases in my toes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I just threw off my flip-flops and jumped on the top step in the pool to try and get them off because you ever been
right.
bit by fire ants?
Yeah, it's really unpleasant.
It kind of hurts, but then it's like it goes from hurting to really fucking annoyingly itchy mm-hmm. almost immediately.
Right.
And it's been bugging me like for 3 days. It's really, really annoying. It had me up at 1:45 on Friday morning. Because I just couldn't sleep. It was so annoying. Because nothing works either. To try to make the itching abate, nothing works.
Yes, it does.
What?
Lanacane cream.
You think?
Yes.
Lanacane cream.
Calamine lotion.
Yeah, you know, calamine lotion makes them manageable for a little while, and then it wears off. And, oh, it makes a huge mess, though, calamine lotion. Lanacane cream. Mm-hmm. What does that do? Just freeze them?
No.
Isn't that what lanacane does, is freeze things?
No.
Isn't that what you spray on your balls?
No, that's Lotrimin.
Lotrimin. I thought lanacane, wait a minute, isn't lanacane for athlete's foot?
No.
What's for athlete's foot?
Lotrimin.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. You have athlete's balls?
Do I?
Yeah.
I do.
Is that why you, yeah. you use Lotrimin?
Yeah.
Is that for athlete's balls?
Yeah. They call it jock itch.
Jock itch. Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
I think I have.
You know, you do. You get an issue like in whenever you are in a very hot environment.
Whenever somebody, a guy with athlete's foot, gives you a foot job.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. Or when your balls are all sweaty and you don't shower immediately and
right.
don't have the facilities to dry and air out your balls.
Right.
In my current work condition, I take my balls out. Let them lay on my chair.
Is that going any better for you now?
Yeah, the roaches are gone.
Congratulations.
Friday morning, because I was up so early, I went into work early, about 6 a.m., and you know where I work. Mm-hmm. You've probably been there a million times.
Yeah.
I take the stairs up, so I go kind of in the bowels of the building where it really hasn't been refinished like everything else.
Right.
Friday morning, I saw two huge dead roaches and two huge alive roaches. You always see them back there.
They're gone now.
How big is huge?
The ones that fly, the big brown ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, and with Mesa, I think most of it's flood irrigated, so you're going to see them there. Wherever there's flood irrigation, you're going to see them.
It was
the big ones like that?
Yeah.
I ran over one in the garage.
Yeah, you'll see them here, but not as pervasive as places
I've
that
never
have
seen
flood
one
irrigation.
That big. I was just like, oh my God, I've never seen one that big.
Yeah, they're big.
I was so happy I ran it over with my truck trying to get it back.
They're huge.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're gross. They're gross. And they're in places that I've lived, like New Orleans and Houston, they're fucking everywhere.
Yuma.
And then you said Yuma.
Oh, it was
but you said the ones in Yuma are black.
Black.
And they don't fly.
Huge.
Those are the sewer roaches.
Those are fucking massive and disgusting.
Well, roaches,
they're just
by and large,
hideous.
Are disgusting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing, though, is people live, you know, obviously all over the country that listen to this show. There are some drawbacks to living here. One of them is the fact that it's too hot in the summer to really go out and do anything.
Right
and
now.
And the other
yeah.
is in certain parts of town, you get scorpions, and then in other parts of town, and in some cases the same parts of town, you also have unbelievably large roaches, too.
Well, and rattlesnakes as well.
Yeah, I don't worry about
that. In a lot of the scorpion areas, rattlesnakes are around.
What part of the areas don't get scorpions? The state's pretty much scorpion all
well,
over.
A lot of places. I mean, when we lived a few miles down the road, we never saw scorpions.
I mean,
ever.
You saw them, but you still had them.
I don't know that we did, though. They like, yeah, and we had a lot of
crickets.
If you have
crickets, you have scorpions.
No, I don't think so. If you have scorpions, you're going to have a very low and controlled cricket population.
We were told one time that if you have crickets, you don't have scorpions. And that made sense up to a certain point. But then we had somebody else tell us, if you have crickets, you have scorpions because scorpions go where the food is. Crickets
right.
are the food. Why would you not have scorpions? That makes sense to me, too.
Right, but scorpions are very much programmed to stay where they are, which is why if you find them, it's so hard to eradicate them. Because even if you kill them off, they have something in their brains or their internal programming that they come back to where they came from. Mm. So you have to spray something like vigorously for like a 7-year period to totally eradicate them from. But it makes sense, though, that if the crickets are their natural prey and you hear a lot of crickets, they're obviously not there doing their job eating the crickets. Otherwise, you really wouldn't hear very many. So we had a lot there. It's also more farmland out there. So there were probably chickens and stuff like that, and chickens
right.
can kill scorpions pretty easily. So,
well, and, if you
and
have
I'm still
of,
not sure how that works, but who
if you have a lot
knows?
Of palm trees or the orange grove fields that we have around us, bring them out to the
cricket
palm,
or scorpions.
Yeah,
that's
palm
weird.
Trees are big because we had that one trimmed over here in the orange grove,
right.
and there was actually a wasp nest that had been built up under it because we never had it groomed
right.
before. The guy was stung multiple times while trying to deal with it, and then it just had massive amount of scorpions in it, too, just because they live up in the palm trees.
The tree itself or the wasp's nest?
Well, it had both.
Wow.
So, because they live underneath when the branches
what?
Hang down.
You said wops.
Wops nest? Without passport?
Yeah, it was a little Gran Torino coming out in you.
So, did you see that? Did you see Gran
yeah,
Torino? We watched it last night. How did you feel about it?
It was good. I liked it. I don't know. His elderly scowl, it's okay.
How about the noises he made?
Yeah, well, yeah. It was all...
That's old man noise.
Yeah, it was okay.
My grandpa used to make that.
That loudly, though?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what he did reminded me of my grandfather.
Really?
Maybe not the derogatory comments as much as he used to, but...
Did you found it pretty interesting?
It was okay.
Just okay, though. Not great.
No,
you,
not
You didn't
great.
Run out and buy it?
No, he buys them all anyways. He
oh,
doesn't
do you?
He doesn't realize you can rent DVDs.
You haven't heard of Netflix?
Yeah, I've heard of Netflix.
He just buys them all. Are you considering buying a Blu-ray player since you've got your high-definition television?
Yeah.
You should look into... I mean, it didn't cost me very much what I bought. It was like $240 or something like that.
I'll wait till the prices come down a bit.
They've come down considerably.
That's
I mean,
right.
I was like,
when
how
the
much
PS3
more do you want them to
came,
draw that?
When the PS3 first came out, it was the cheapest Blu-ray player, and it was like $600.
Uh-huh.
And now, I mean, I paid $260 for that thing
yeah,
or something.
Well, the PS3 has more than just a Blu-ray.
So. Right, but even so, at that time, even though it had all that other stuff,
yeah.
it was still the cheapest one. It just depends on what you want. See, I didn't need because the PS3 hasn't come down in price that much.
No.
It's come down considerably from its initial price, but it's not in the $200.
Yeah, well,
like
I don't know if it came
down.
They just revamped and remodeled what the hard drive capacity was and stuff. That's one of the things that's hurting Sony is that they never they have not dropped the price at all. While you got the Wii that's really cheap price.
Right.
The 360 has dropped price.
The Wii is not high definition, though, right?
No. It has nothing. It's just a video game system, period. So.
And what's the Xbox? 360? That's high definition, right?
Yeah.
They're called 360? Yeah.
Xbox 360.
Xbox 360.
Okay. They were the original ones that had the hard drive in it and all that. So.
Right. What's this Xbox? Do you have an Xbox?
No, I have a PlayStation.
Okay. Because Xbox Live, I guess it's almost like iTunes. Like, you can download songs and movies. Mm-hmm.
Well, PlayStation has their version of it, the PlayStation Network, where you can go and get stuff.
Called?
So,
okay.
But it's all it's like Sony Online, and because Xbox is Microsoft, that's all you're doing is utilizing another form of Microsoft. So,
Bob's really
crazy. You want to talk about
you
cars
know what
again,
I don't
Bob?
Understand though? You like cars, right?
Yeah.
Because you like machines, right?
Right.
Why is it you're not that interested in electronics?
There's no moving parts. No internal
anymore.
Combustion.
Well, there's definitely no internal. And there's really no moving parts anymore.
No, it's flash drive stuff
now
even. You know, there's just nothing interesting.
Really? Yeah. Not interested in it?
No.
I
like
find
music
that
reproduction.
Yeah.
I like, you know, the sound is very important to me. But
the sound on a Blu-ray player is really good.
That's right, yeah.
It's very good. And you don't really, you have like a Bose system that's supposed to simulate a surround sound, but it isn't a surround sound system?
No.
It's just two speakers or whatever?
Yeah, it's not even, I have it set on stereo, but I've got the 701s.
Okay.
And they have nice, they're not powered, the subs aren't powered subs.
Right.
But if you have a receiver that's got enough zoom to it that.
Right.
I can still.
What kind of a receiver do you have?
A large Yamaha.
Bigger than mine?
Well, there you guys go again, measuring each other.
Yeah, I don't know.
What year is it? Around when did you buy it?
I don't know. Maybe four years old, three?
So it's probably, it's newer than mine then.
3 or 4 years old.
It's newer than mine, because mine's 6 years old now, I think, or 5 years old, so. Okay, so that's it. It's very hard to find common ground between you two. One of you likes video games. The other one likes cars.
That's why we don't hang out on the
How do you feel about it? Well, this is a weekend and we're all hanging out here in our underwear. How do you feel about dogs?
Dogs are good.
You're starting to warm up to it, though, right?
Yes, I had to clean up after it this morning.
You don't have the same opinion on dogs as you did before, Sir Wrigley.
Probably not. More tolerable of them now.
So I'm because we may be getting a third dog. So.
As you should.
We may be rescuing.
She's beautiful.
A puppy. See how that works.
Yeah.
If we are rescuing it, it will be in studio in the grotto for the next recording.
That's good.
Because it would be Friday before.
Will it be the third guest?
It might be the third guest. So if you hear a chewing sound on the microphone, that's probably the puppy.
Yeah.
Apparently the puppy is teething now, so we'll see.
Oh,
well, I would wait and leave it where it's at then until it's done chewing up everything.
Well, apparently the best thing to do is get a tube sock, tie it in a knot, soak it with water, and throw it in the freezer. And then once it's frozen, give it to the dog to chew on, because the dog will want to chew when it's teething, plus that'll soothe its gums.
You could put a bar of soap in the toe of a tube sock, too.
Why would you do that?
They'd just beat the dog with it.
Beat the dog? Stop chewing on stuff? Give the dog a code red?
That's right.
Sweet. So we got anything else? You guys want to wrap it up?
Have you guys named the dog yet?
Yeah, it's got a name.
What?
Nilla.
Nilla?
Yeah.
Why? Where'd the name come from?
Somebody mentioned it at work because I was racking my brain trying to come up with a name, and I was explaining this to the Loth yesterday. I wanted to go monosyllabic that did not rhyme with a command. So I was racking my brain trying to think of something. I came up with Shay, which I thought's a great name, and then Shay rhymes with stay. So I was like, motherfucker. And then I was thinking Mia would be a nice name for a dog, for a female dog. But then somebody brought up Nilla at work, and the dog's kind of the color of a Nilla wafer, and we've already got one dog
named
after a fucking cookie. So,
well, and the other one's named Kashi. After a disgusting breakfast cereal.
But her name really isn't Kashi, it's Kasha. Kashi is a term of endearment. But also somebody at work who's...
Is this like the Porsche or whatever the guy's name was?
Yeah. Prosh. It's pronounced Prosh.
Prosh.
And so anyways, a lady at work who's also a dog lover mentioned that monosyllabic is actually not the way to go. Polysyllabic with the emphasis on the second syllable is better. Hence, Nilla. Nilla. And the award goes to Nelly. Nelly. You know that Family Guy episode?
Yes.
Where Stewie is giving an award to Nelly. I don't know why he's doing it. Stewie's great, though. He's a good actor.
Stewie, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're actually good. Up for something this year for whatever the awards are that's coming up.
Most offensive.
No, I think...
For what? What awards?
I don't know, but they were interviewing the guy that does... What's his name? Seth something?
Seth MacFarlane, the creator.
So, and he...
Stewie's up for a Jim J. Bullock Award.
He's funny.
See, I actually understood that one.
Yeah. Stewie's gay. I don't know why they made Stewie gay, though. The first couple seasons, he was not gay.
He wasn't gay.
No.
He was in loathing.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's a good thing about a cartoon, though, is they can all stay the same age. Always. Just like The Simpsons. Okay. So we're going to wrap it up with Dichotomy 5. We're going to need the Loath to come back into the grotto. She's been in the soundproof booth.
With the barricade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the dog which barricade.
Which we're lucky that she's able to maneuver.
That's fine. We're almost done anyways. So, okay. So we're ready. And Robert's been able to hold his bladder the whole time. He's doing well.
Even with water.
The human camel is fine as usual with his Pepsi clear bottle between his legs. And the Loath is doing fine as well. So you're not allowed to peek. No peeking. Okay. Dichotomy 5. We know the rules of this. You get two choices. Don't ask me any follow-up questions because you'll be shunned and shamed. Just answer the questions as asked. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. We'll start with the Loath and then we'll work our way back. Mr. Roper or Mr. Furley?
Roper.
Furley.
Really? T-Bone or New York Strip? Start with Scott.
New York Strip.
Strip.
Not an option. Just answer. You don't even know.
I don't even know.
Just answer.
Fine, T-Bone.
T-Bone's good. Got Whoopi or Rosie?
Whoopi.
Whoopi.
Rosie.
Oh, another telltale commie sign. Okay. What was the other one for me? Oh, that you don't like ice cream cake. Okay. Scott, John Stewart or Stephen Colbert?
Stephen Colbert.
Stewart.
We're going to have to come back to that before we close. The Loath, Dane Cook or Carrot Top? Would you like to be fucked in the ass or the mouth, Bob?
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you. So I have to create my own question in my mind, and I'm going to say Dane Cook.
Okay. And the following question was, who would you shoot first?
Exactly. Yeah. Who would you kill first?
Is your answer the same?
Yeah, that was okay. It. That was, yeah.
Carrot Top.
Okay, good. Carrot Top, he's not... terrible. He's not offensive like Dane Cook.
No,
like
no.
Offensive to intellectualism of any kind, but he's
has,
just not
he
funny.
Has a, well, no, and he seems to have developed some kind of a Michael Jackson syndrome.
Right. And I think he's got like the tattoo mascara now.
There's a,
oh,
there's,
does he?
I think there's
he
an
just
issue
looks
there.
Odd.
And the tattooed lips. I did want to ask you, because I'm hearing this a lot. The Stephen Colbert, you're more of a fan of Stephen Colbert than Jon Stewart. So what is that? What do you? How's that?
I don't know. I mean, I like them both, but I think I get what Colbert says more than I get where Stewart comes from.
So. Do you watch both shows regularly, or you just watch them whenever you
when
can?
When I catch them, I do. So I'm not like flipping on it.
Does the same hold true with Whoopi and Rosie?
Rosie, I just went with the whole lesbian thing and. Figured there'd be something coming out of that. So.
And the Whoopi doesn't touch you that there's a lesbian thing going on.
You think she's a lesbian?
She's not come out. That's all.
Are she and Bruce Valanche lesbians together?
Ooh, boy.
One of my questions was going to be Jim J. Bullock or Bruce Valanche.
Well, I think Bruce Valanche because I'm thinking the cat's a little sharper.
I would need to know who the second person is.
Bruce Valanche was a regular on Hollywood Squares when Whoopi Goldberg used to do Hollywood Squares when she purchased it.
Still no clue.
It's a big, fat, red-haired guy.
Red hair?
Blonde hair, red glasses.
Yeah,
red
okay, beard, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's like one of her best friends.
Looks like...
And he's a big-time comedy
writer. An oversized
writer.
Muppet or something.
Yeah, he could be a Muppet.
He's kind of a sharp knife, actually, I think.
A cranky yanker.
Yeah.
He could be. Jim J. Bullock, he was Monroe on Too Close for Comfort.
He was on something else, too. What else was he on? Wasn't he? Or was that the only thing that was...
He appeared as the same character.
Was he on Love Boat? Did he show up
on
Love Boat?
He was on Love Boat a bunch of times, yes. Have you seen... We watched something recently. Do you remember Too Close for Comfort, Bob?
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The two girls.
The dark-haired daughter.
The brunette.
Deborah Van Valkenburgh or something like that is her name.
Mm-hmm.
She was on... what's that CBS show with the kidnappings? Without a Trace. Oh, my goodness.
What?
She's fallen on some hard times.
Is she?
Really?
I mean, I realized that Too Close for Comfort was 30 years ago, but how does that make you feel?
Oh, yeah.
Was it really 30 years ago?
I'm good with
yeah,
that.
It was like early 80s, so almost 30 years ago, if
I'm
not
good
30.
With all that.
Yeah, she's not looking good.
She looked good at the time.
She's trying to cling to those days, but she's not doesn't have the lifestyle to do it. I think she's probably a smoker, and yeah. Even she probably looks worse than Beverly D'Angelo.
Can you pull that up on images so I can see?
I'll do it before you leave.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's going to do it, though. But that's interesting with the Stephen Colbert, because I do like him. Thank you, Loth. She's leaving now. She's just kind of skulking away. So I do like him, but his show I don't find as interesting as Daily Show because he doesn't really get A-list guests on there very often. So I just don't find it that interesting. He talks to people that...
Yeah, I like his skits that he does in the middle. When he does his things with people, I tune out some of those.
I do like the whole idea of when he goes to do the main interview of the show.
Right.
He plays to the crowd and bows and stuff like that, assuming they're clapping for him when they're clapping for the guest. Have you ever watched the show, Bob?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He actually had a guy on there that the guy that wrote Freakonomics.
Oh, Levitt?
And because of his interview, I bought that book for Laura or Beatrice or whatever we're calling her at this point in time.
Yeah.
She loved the book, but that was the reason we bought it was he was talking about that. And then they did a thing, and then it showed up on Beauty and the Geek, that Ashton Kutcher
Society. I don't know what Beauty and the Geek is.
It's where you have a hot girl, and then you pair them up with a nerdy guy, and you try to do that social experiment.
It's a reality show?
Yeah, it's a social experiment. But they had the guy that wrote that Freakonomics on there, too, and...
So. I bought it whenever it came out. I read it. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Some of the analogies, connections he tried to make were a little tenuous. He tried to compare real estate agents to Ku Klux Klan members. It was very odd. But he did write. He wrote a big, long thesis on, not long, maybe like 40 or 50 pages on the issue of abortion and how it's positively affected the crime rate. And he tried to project out, because if you go back 30, 35 years, the violent crime rate was about double what it is now. Most people don't know that because we're saturated by a 24-hour news cycle now, but it was actually almost double what it is now. And he seems to think that all of those kids that, you know, that came to age in that time that weren't wanted, you know, they weren't raised very well, so they turned to a life of crime, whereas there were a lot of kids who would be coming of age in the last 15 years who were never born because their parents didn't want them and wouldn't have done a very good job of raising them to begin with. So it was kind of an interesting way to look at it. I mean, I think that's a very difficult thing that I don't know that you could ever prove that. There's really no way
to prove
it.
Well, no, there's no way to prove it.
But it's a very interesting theory, and he backs it up with some very interesting statistics. So
that wouldn't. That's not. I don't know what that evidence would be called. It's not anecdotal, but it's not. It's not anything you could.
Well, it's
definitively say
no.
I mean, it's coincidental.
Yeah, that's really what it is. So you can. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. So you can use them any way you want, pretty much.
Saw a couple of flicks.
What'd you see?
Happiness. Have you ever seen Happiness?
Yeah, I own it, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah. Did you buy it?
First time I've seen it.
Did you buy it?
It was lent to me.
Who owns it? Your son?
No, a friend of mine.
And Grand Marquis?
Yeah. And then another one.
What are you looking, judging my movie collection? I see you looking at it.
I'm looking
side
for
here.
Happiness. I don't know. I've never even heard of the movie.
Todd Solondz directs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That
Crystal.
Hurt. That helped it out.
Crystal what?
A movie called Crystal.
Is it about crystal meth?
No.
Crystal Gale?
No.
Crystal Bernard?
Billy Bob's in it, and this Laurie Blount? Blount?
Is it recent?
05, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's in Alabama. It's kind of a... What's it about? It's a sociological experiment in Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in the
it's,
words
you know
of,
what? The first thing that comes to my skull is... loneliness, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Hmm.
Is it like a ponderous movie? Kind of drag on. You got to think a lot about it. Is it interesting though?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to throw in a little couple of Dennis Miller quotes from the Off White album. As far as Alabama, on that album he says, "I was recently came from Alabama. I was working at a club called I Don't Get It."
Yeah.
So the people in the crowd were not really deep. These are the kind of people that read the Sunday comics with a yellow highlighter in case they come across a particularly meaningful passage in Beetle Bailey. And then he also referred to Alabama as Darwin's waiting room. God, he used to be funny.
Yeah, I don't.
Used to be really fun.
I don't know what happened there
with Dennis Miller.
Yeah,
I don't know. And the thing is, he's got writers, and I guess most comedians have writing partners.
Too much work to do what he does. I
it
think.
Really is. He did say about the Hugo Chavez. He's like, would that guy ever shut up? I'd like to hood him like a peregrine falcon, just so we could all get a little sleep.
Yeah.
It's good. So both those movies you're recommending to the listener then?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're not all, you know, since you know about Happiness, it's not something you want to watch with the kids or on a date or anything, but it's certainly...
interesting.
It's...
Depressing enough for you?
You know what? Yeah, but I think there's a lot of realism in this fucking suburban hell that they live in.
Absolutely.
You know, and I... Absolutely.
Well, Todd Solondz, I believe, grew up in suburban New Jersey, so he knows of which he writes.
Mm, yeah.
And I went to see Happiness in the theater, actually, and there's a certain point in that movie where the main psychiatrist is talking to his friend in a counseling session,
mm-hmm.
where he's in the park,
mm-hmm.
and he's just walking through the park, and you know what I'm talking about, and he whips out a machine gun and just starts blowing people away.
Right.
Myself and the two people I was with, the only three people in the theater laughing at that point. Because
yeah,
it was, you don't expect it. He's just walking. And then,
the Loth watched that with me.
She hated it.
Absolutely. Thought
yeah.
it was way disturbing.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of, you know, you have like children masturbating and the dogs eating their ejaculate, and it's just.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
You know.
It all kind of fits, though.
It does fit. It does fit.
If you just read the highlights, it doesn't make a lot of sense, and it sounds gross. But, yeah. And I don't know why, but I love Ben Gazzara.
How do you not?
I just love Ben Gazzara.
That character in there was...
He's an old guy. He was a lounge singer, and then he started to act a lot in his, like, 50s and 60s in independent movies.
60s and 70s, he was mainstream.
Was he?
TV shows.
Oh, really?
Give me something.
I can't sure give you a title.
Did you ever
movies,
see
lots of and like those made? They used to have like made for TV
right.
movies. He was in a lot of that stuff. Always the same kind of smooth character, you
yeah.
know.
He was in Buffalo 66. That's a movie you might like,
yeah,
actually.
I've seen it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
He was in that as well, and he played kind of a similar character. Well, an abusive father he was in that. So,
but he's got a smoothness to him.
Yeah, he sure he does. Yeah, he's good. So Scott's he's yawning. I mean, we're gonna wrap it up, and then he's gonna start browsing through my movie collection, taking notes of what's terrible and what's just merely bad.
Just looking for happiness.
Just merely a misstep. So that's gonna do it for 35. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the Loath for participating. Thanks Scott for coming back.
You know, Walter Cronkite passed away. So.
He did, and that's the way it is. Is that what he used to say? That was the way it is.
Yeah.
Is it a big deal? I mean, how did he go?
I think he was 92.
That's why
old,
I asked
you know?
how did it happen? Because he's 92. It doesn't have to have a reason.
And
when you're 92.
That's right. I'm pretty sure his physician didn't try to put him to sleep with Diprovan.
But it's
all coinciding with the, you know, the moonwalk and his passing away.
Well, yeah.
The Kennedy assassination.
Well, yeah. He was certainly there to give us the news through a...
The big news.
Quite a period.
Are those people really news people though?
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Or are they just people who can read and present?
I think Cronkite was a news person.
Really?
Yeah.
Before that kind of
shift. Well, they talked about him, and he kind of defined what it was to be a news person and be part of CBS and stuff. There's a whole thing on television about him, and
something's coming on CBS at 7 p.m. here tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's a whole retrospect on
I watched that Sunday morning show on CBS. I love that show. It's like
really?
8 till 9:30. Lots of good. I really like that show. And they had an entire hour and a half about Cronkite today.
Her parents watch it. It's not the political show. It's like the morning show, right?
No, the political one is a half an hour after that.
Okay.
Meet the Press.
Her parents like it. And the one time they were here over Easter and they wanted me to put it on, the whole thing was about fucking God and Easter.
Well,
and
if you don't
like,
have an
ugh.
Interest in the topic they're covering,
yeah.
then it's completely of no use to you. But if you have any interest in what they're discussing, they do a good job at it.
All right. So something tonight. I don't have cable, so I'll have to look for that someplace else.
Yeah, go to the Best Buy and stand there in front of the TV.
Nah, nothing.
Go to Hulu.
I'm sure it'll be on Hulu or Fancast or YouTube or something.
Well, I'm sure you'll get it somewhere.
Yeah, and I don't know if I really even care all that much anyways.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm a 60 Minutes guy because I see them as more news people than, but I don't really know Walter Cronkite. So.
But aren't they doing exactly the same thing? They're just...
Not really, because
they
don't sit there
in.
And read. They actually go on location
well, he
and
did that.
Pick up
yeah.
stuff. I
yeah.
think it's
he
mostly,
did, that.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He was out. He was in Vietnam. He really had a big impact.
Wasn't he the main reporter of World War II or something like that? I think that's what they were talking about.
He was certainly, he was one of those that volunteered to go on the front line.
Right.
Back in World War II.
He was born in what, 19?
Oh, he was 92.
19.
1919? No.
No.
He's
yeah.
92.
So 1917.
Okay. 17.
So I guess he could have been covering stuff in World War II.
Yeah, as a young man.
Well, they showed him.
Early 20s.
Yeah, he was really young. But they showed that footage of that. So.
Hmm.
And he looked exactly the same, just without the gray hair.
Mustache?
Yeah, it was
mm-hmm.
thin.
Mustache?
It was thin and combed back. And
he had a pretty good life. I mean, he seemed like he held up, like he had his faculties
yeah.
about him until... Mm-hmm. I'm sure, if not all the way up to his death, very close, because they interviewed him,
mm-hmm.
you know, relatively yeah. recently. He seemed
my impression of him, though,
lucid.
God, I think he might have been a bit full of himself and not.
That's bound to happen
you
when
think?
You're in that business.
Ah, geez, I don't know, man. I
think it is when you're that big of a name that fast. Because they were talking about all this stuff. I mean, he did the moonwalk. He did the Kennedy.
I thought that was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Sorry.
But then he did, like, the Nixon.
You're glaring at me.
we've given that a lot of time.
Yeah, we have.
The Nixon thing. You know, I mean, he had some major, major stuff go down.
Yeah, he did. Around. During that, and he was only anchor for 19 years, which... But during that 19 years, apparently, that was...
Do we know how long Murrow was the anchor?
Don't.
Because Murrow preceded him, right?
I don't know.
And then did Dan Rather pick right up for Cronkite, or was there somebody in the interim? Do we know?
I don't know.
No, he did.
He did?
Yeah. Yes. And who was on the who was ABC?
Peter Jennings.
That okay? Jennings is the one that kind of prompted his retirement at 65. I heard
prompted Cronkite's
retirement at 65 because Jennings was new, young, and sharp, and they wanted to bring in somebody who would kind of.
You know, the average age for somebody that watches the evening news now is like 57 years old or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even 60 Minutes is up there as far as their median
age of their viewership. I don't know that we actually have any objective news in front of us anymore.
We don't.
Available.
Mm-hmm. We don't. And it's not necessarily some of its objectivity that's lacking, but in a lot of cases, it's substance that's lacking. Mm-hmm. All it is to get ratings. It's a ratings battle.
Right.
It's not a truth.
And even if somebody is, even with the folks with the seemingly good intent, I don't believe that they are able to give us information beyond their perspective.
Right.
Yeah, they're closed in.
They're giving us a story with blinders on, whether they intend to or not.
Yeah.
Well, but that's where we are nowadays. We're such a fast-moving, so much information that everything has to be cut into one-minute segments that you can't have lengthy discussions about anything. You got to just say, bank robbed, and you move on to the next thing because our attention spans are so short anymore that people don't want to sit there and listen to a whole story about anything.
That's why I like 60 Minutes a little more because you get like a 12-minute segment on
that's
something.
That's why that Sunday morning show is good if it's topical, if you want to know about it. They cover a lot.
Yeah, I don't want to watch a show about whether or not God was real or...
Who are you going to talk to? Who's going to be the definitive answerer?
Was he killed by Thetans? Is that the Dianetics? Is Thetans from L. Ron Hubbard?
L. Ron Hubbard, yeah.
All right, we got to
wrap this
up. I
don't know, call John Travolta.
We got to wrap this up. Okay, this is going to be a long one. But again, thank you to everybody. I'm not going to read down the laundry list. We had Dekashi on Grip, Oreo on Boom. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, everybody, for participating. Be nice to dogs. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Chimpanzee.